Good morning, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission. Only that this morning we are coming to you live and direct from Zurich in Germany. No, in Switzerland, I must say. Zurich is in Switzerland. They speak German here. They speak German. So that was why I got confused. In Zurich, they speak German, but we are in Switzerland. I'm not sure it will go down well with the locals if I call them Germans, but we are in Switzerland, in Zurich to be precise. The time now is 3 minutes past 8 a.m. here in Zurich. It is 3 minutes past 7 a.m. in London. The same thing in Enugu in Biafra land. We must welcome you wherever you are. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. But before we continue, we must apologize for the abrupt ending of the program last night. The program was well attended. People came and they were speaking, but we suffered multiple attacks, sustained multiple attacks on all platforms carrying the signal of Radio Biafra. Those that good luck Jonathan paid, they worked overtime yesterday to attack our message. What it tells you is that what we are doing is working. There is no need, there is no reason for them to attack if they suspect or if they feel that what we are doing is not effective. The only reason why they attacked us yesterday, very viciously everywhere, because people in other parts of the world were receiving the signal. Those in London and surrounding areas were not receiving it. Then other parts of the world lost contact and United Kingdom started receiving it. That is the method, that is the way, that is the approach of these people. That is why we must be vigilant at all times. Those that good luck Jonathan paid, those under the pay of the Zoological Republic and Yoruba conspirators, they are doing everything they can to reach us. I wasn't able to get into radiobiafra.co this morning, which is our main website. No doubt it is under attack. That is why we have gone to multiple platforms to try to evade the enemy. If you recall, anybody surrounded by enemies, you are always watchful. You are always vigilant over your life. That is what we must do. Even here on Radio Biafra, we must ensure that our message gets to our people. Therefore, we are devising also multiple ways through which we can get our message across and elude our enemies. We must ask you to welcome other people this morning as we preach this very gospel, which relentlessly we must preach. Because not man, but Chukwu Abiama that has determined that we must come. What you must do is, if radiobiafra.co is problematic for you, please ask them to go to TuneIn. If they go to TuneIn, download TuneIn app, search for Radio Biafra, it is there. Make it a favorite by clicking on the heart icon. That's it. It is pinned onto your phone. What you must do also, again, is to go to Radio Forest. Go to Radio Forest to go and listen as well. You must go to what they did, even as at this morning, they also attacked BiafraTelevision.co. They are attacking every platform that we are on sustainably. They are trying to discourage us. They are trying to discourage you. They don't want this message of truth to go out, because everybody knows that here on Radio Biafra is where the message of truth is preached. We are on satellite. Our satellite listeners last night complained that they couldn't get any signal. Not because the satellites were under attack, no. It's because they stopped the signal itself from hitting the satellite that would then bring it down to people listening all over Africa, in America, and in some parts of Europe. You must not despair. We are here this morning, continuing this very propagation of the gospel, irrepressible gospel of truth and honesty that will lead us to the kingdom of heaven upon this very earth in that land called Biafra. We continue to do so in the knowledge that our people are listening all over the world, in the knowledge of the encouragement I received from Zurich with the turnout. Yesterday was Monday here, and they came out in their large numbers. We couldn't introduce everybody. If I had allowed them to introduce each and every person, would have been there for over an hour introducing people. That is why we did it the way we did. We bring the news, we take a few calls, and then we go back and ask them to introduce themselves. We hope that that continues today in Geneva. We are going to Geneva today. The evening broadcast today is going to come to you from Geneva. And that is what we must do. Continue to preach this very gospel. Continue to propagate this very message. Continue to do what we have come to do, which is to seek the unadulterated restoration of the absolute and complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Biafra is the only thing we have. Biafra is what brings us closer to our Maker Chukwu Abiama in terms of worshiping God. We must worship Him in truth and honesty. That is why here on Radio Biafra, we eulogize, we praise, we honor, we give thanks to the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama, because He mandated us. He referred us, He reminds us of His statutes, that we must not have any other God apart from Him. People say to me, why are you mixing religion with Biafra? And I have explained to them that we are not like any other people. Where on earth do you have somebody answering Chibweze, Chukwu Bike, Chinomso? It doesn't happen anywhere else. The reason why you answer all these names is because you are the children of God. You must be close to Him. You have to be close to Him. That is why we do what we do. We are not going to copy things because other people are doing it, then we go and do it. Because other people eat pig and pork, you have to go and eat it as well. No. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. The only way we can become saved, the only way we can make things happen, is by being truthful to ourselves, is by doing what is right, is by making sure we are close to Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty, is by making sure that the message of Biafra restoration is truthful. We must understand that the message that we are propagating is honesty, so that you will not be found wanting. So that when our enemies come, when they come through various means and guises, you show them that you are whiter than white and whiter than snow, not because you say it, but because in your actions you demonstrate it. That was why we went against normal protocol and norms of freedom fighting to publish our accounts with Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs in the United Kingdom. That is why we went against everything that we believe in to start briefing everybody that ought to know exactly to the last penny how much we have in our account. Because our people are very, very difficult. You don't know who is speaking out of truthfulness or who Lucifer is using. You don't know those being used by corrupt Igbo politicians. You don't know those being used by the zoo. But the quest and the thirst for information must be there for everybody to be satisfied. If you ask us for information, you will get it. If you want to know how we handle, because the only thing that bothers our people is money, because they were very poor. They suffered from kwashiorkor. They suffered from hunger. So you can't blame them. If they ask you, please, about your accounts and how you're going about it, refer them to Companies House in the United Kingdom. Refer them to Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. If they go there, they will download Radio Biafra accounts. It is there for the whole world to see. So that issue is no longer relevant. It is gone, completely gone. But when we are dealing with people, we must be very, very conscious as to those we are dealing with. We have come across a lot of children that claim they are into Biafra liberation. little children from the age of 18 to 24 to 25. Little kids. These children, you must be very, very careful. That is the generation that was born by Hausa Fulani men that came and occupied our land. Very, very critical. There are those of them who are between the ages of 30 to 44. Also, amongst them are those fathered by Hausa Fulani people. They answer your names. They appear Biafran to you. They have Biafran names. But inside them, they are Hausa Fulani people. Because their mothers were impregnated by force, some through rape, some through consent. And they gave birth to them and left those rubbish with us. When the Hausa people were going back, they left them with us. They went to school with us. They played with us. They did everything that we did. But inside them is Hausa Fulani. I have said this before, and I stand to be corrected till this day. Anybody who is naturally hostile to Biafra and the coming of Biafra, that person is not a Biafran. I repeat, anybody who is naturally hostile to the coming of Biafra, that human being is not a Biafran. Either himself or it runs in their family. They can never be. You have a zoo where states are being created. Why don't they allow all the states to be in one gigantic area? Why do you need or have the presence of mind to ask for some people to separate from others? Yet you can't apply it. Why did the zoo become independent from Britain? Why didn't they become one big, lovely Commonwealth family? Why the need for independence? The need for independence is recognition of difference. That people may appear or look alike, but they are not the same. The same thing and scenario applies in our case. We are looking for Biafra because we are not Hausa Fulani Islamic people. Those chameleons called Yoruba, they don't belong to Islam, they don't belong to Christian, they don't belong to their traditional evil religion that they practice. Nobody knows. That is why Yoruba land is under occupation by the caliphate. Nobody knows. Because people face conditions that corresponds to their way of life. The reason why Yoruba is half Muslim, half Christian, half Sokoto caliphate and half Ile-Ife is because it is in their nature. They are duplicitous people. They are conspiratorial. Therefore, their very essence and nature portrays that even in real life. That is why the truth must be spoken. Because here we educate, we inform, we enlighten people. If you listen to Radio Biafra, indeed you are privileged. You are privileged. Because on Radio Biafra, you will receive information that you have never ever received in your life and not likely to receive till you die unless you're listening to Radio Biafra. That is why governments of the world, that is why those who are in power, that is why they devote their time listening to us. They do not agree with us most of the time, but they know we are speaking the truth. And that truth is what is going to set everybody free. Set us free from the shackles of iniquity and bondage. Set us free from the cloud of darkness. Set us free from the veil of ignorance that have covered our eyes and we cannot discern anymore what is truth and what is lies. We are here to bring you closer to where you come from, to let you understand that there are no other people on this planet Earth like you, that you are special, made by God himself, descended from heaven to come down to earth, to ensure that you are the salt of the earth, to bring light where there is darkness, to ensure that you bring hope where there is hopelessness. That is your essence. That is why you are here. And that is what you are going to do. You are going to do the will of God. That will of God is that you must be free. First of all, once you are free, you will go and spread the good news. Because in Biafra land will be the last bastion of belief in the Almighty God Chukwu Abiam. Because in Biafra land, it will be the only place where God will be worshipped in truth and honesty. That is why he cannot keep quiet and let these things happen, continue to happen to us. Chukwuebe must do something, and he is doing something. We welcome you. Once again, this is Radio Biafra, our good morning. This is our breakfast show coming to you live and direct from Zurich in Switzerland. They speak German here, that is true, but it is not German. This is Zurich in Switzerland. Later on this evening, we are traveling to Geneva. We are going to Geneva to preach this very gospel. This gospel will be preached all around Europe in the next 12 days, if I'm not mistaken. This gospel will be received wherever there are Biafrans in Europe and also our brothers in the Caribbean. They want Radio Biafra to come to the Caribbean. They want me to be there in Trinidad and Tobago and the surrounding areas. And we shall go there. We will go there to preach this very gospel. Anywhere you have Biafrans, anywhere there is need for us to continue to unite the family of God. All of you are one. That is what we are doing, uniting you. As long as you believe that truth is paramount, as long as you accept that without truth we are nothing, then you're part of this very family. You're part of us. And we will not let you down. We can never. Your account is in the open. You can go and see it. Where every dime that you contribute is accounted for. What else do you want? Is there anything else you want us to do that we haven't done? You come on air and tell us. The number with which you can contact us this morning here in Zurich is +41, because we are now in Switzerland. Please always keep all the other numbers so that anywhere we go to, you just flick to it and call us if you want to. The number here in Zurich is +41 779 821612. That is the number to call when our lines open here. +41 779 821612. +41 779 821612. That is the number here in Switzerland to call Radio Biafra Studios. We also have our line, which is the Tango Viber line, which is +234 813 0035744. I repeat, +234 813 0035744. That doesn't quite sound right to me, but that is the number that I have here. That is the Tango Viber line. If I'm wrong, please do try to remind me. I wait for the eminent barrister Anthony at law to join me. Once the barrister is able to do so, he will join us. But in the interim, you can also get us on Skype. Our Skype ID is simply Radio Biafra. Only Radio Biafra. Once you do that, you will be able to join us. People are calling us already, having given the number. That goes to show that we are being listened to, that our signal is going away from Zurich to London, from London to our carriers, and then from there to the rest of humanity. Please, we beg you not to call us now. When our lines open, you will be able to call us. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Do not despair. Biafra is coming. We are not going to tell you that 99.9 nations are supporting Biafra. No, we tell you the truth. Anything we say to you is the gospel truth. Everything we have said we are going to do, we have done or in the process of completing. Therefore, there is no need or reason for you to despair. None whatsoever. Just go and give us the means and the weapons to defend our land, and we shall do so. We are in Switzerland. They are defending their country. Everywhere you go to, real men and women rise up to defend those who cannot defend themselves. That is what we must do. You are in the diaspora. You have seen the light. You must therefore help your people who are in Biafra land and beyond to be able to partake in the coming of this very wonderful entity called Biafra. Very, very important. We must proceed. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, having given you all the numbers with which to call, we shall delve directly into the news headlines today. I don't know if people are listening via radiobiafra.co. I need confirmation. But if not, you can go to TuneIn. You can download Radio Biafra app. and listen to us via that very means, you can go to BiafraRestoration.com. You can go to BiafraVoice.com. You can go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You can go, please, to biafratelevision.co. You will and also will have to go to, should the need arise, Radio Forest as well. You can download the app, Radio Forest. All one word, Radio Forest. If you go there, you will also receive us. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. We are making it very clear this morning that we are coming to you live and direct. This is not a recorded program. It is live and direct because the time here now is 8:24 in the morning in Zurich in Switzerland. People are listening. One on Enyi is saying yes, that people are listening via Radio Biafra.co, which is wonderful. Go and tell your friends and your family. Tell them that these people are on the air again, that we are on the air, because anytime we broadcast, all Biafrans, all the believers in the truth around the world are broadcasting. They are on the air as well. If we have lied, you come and tell us. Tell us on the air. Don't tell us in secret. If you think that we are not doing anything right, tell us on the air. We will ask you a question before you run away. If you can answer it, then what you're saying is correct. But we are not like any other people you have seen. We do not steal. We do not cheat. That is why we speak the way we do. That is why we castigate anybody that needs castigating. We don't steal. We don't cheat. Therefore, we are without fear before our enemies. The number to call is +44 is UK. +41 779 821612. The number is for Switzerland. You will call this number this morning, this afternoon, if you want to inquire about anything, and also this evening during our broadcast. Once again, +41 779 821612. We continue to do this very work that Chukwu Abiama has that determined that we must do, because we are not doing it out of any special strength of ours. We are doing it because we know that the most merciful Almighty God is kind to His children and will continue to be kind to His children, because we have done nothing wrong. All we have done and will continue to do is to ensure that His kingdom comes in truth and honesty. That very kingdom, my dear people, is a full, sovereign, and free Republic of Biafra. That is essentially what we are doing, and that is what we must do, because the whole world is watching, because humanity is watching, and also that the barrister is watching as well and listening. And that very barrister has joined me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, has come to me all the way from London. I am in Zurich in Switzerland. The barrister is in London in England. But we are speaking together. And together, humanity are listening to us. I will go to the barrister, the very eminent one for that matter, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly, as a great and good Biafran, joined us to help in the acknowledgement of the ever-wonderful and effervescent indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Barrister in Switzerland, the answer, Biafrans in Switzerland. Please, you will greet them. Go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans. Everybody where you are, those who are waking up with us this AM, preaching the gospel of Biafra, the gospel that will restore Biafra, the gospel that will bring us closer to Chukwu Abiama. Good morning, all of you are there in Zurich. Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are in the continent, in Europe, in Africa, east, west, north, or south. We greet you every day, PM, AM, because that is what we have chosen to do. That is what we are appointed to do, because Biafra must come. That is the only way we can free ourselves, is the only way we can preserve our nation, preserve our lives, and preserve our dignity for everybody. We thank you each day you join us, because Radio Biafra is uniting, bringing people together, because we are here to bring Biafra. We thank you. In every way, shape, or form, you have supported us to sustain all the whole things we are doing here, the way and manner you are contributing to helping and to bring about the restoration of Biafra. Director, as always, wherever you are, I'll follow you. I remember the story of Naomi. I told you in the Bible.
Of course.
Naomi and Ruth. Ruth said to Naomi, "Where you die, I will die." That is why I follow you wherever you are. I may not be traveling with you, but wherever you are, the man Mizu is always following you to every inch of every movement. To wherever you are, I'll be there. Good morning to all your friends.
Good morning. Of course, you will stand by the very eminent barrister. Always a pleasure, a delight, an honor, and privilege to serve our country with you beside me. I am humbled. We must continue to go on to bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. Today's date is the 8th of July, 2014. The time, 8:30 a.m. in the morning in Zurich, Switzerland. All of you calling, please stay where you are. We will take your calls. We do apologize for last night. The enemies of God, the enemies of truth, tampered with what we are doing. But as I told you, we are irrepressible. We are indomitable. We are relentless. We are indefatigable. We do not retreat and we don't surrender. We keep going. Every obstacle will be defeated. We will be crushed completely. Everything defeated. Not to the glory of man, but to the glory of Chukwu Abiama. By way of headline today, they have given out other awards to Mrs. Awolowo, to Shehu Shagari, to Ekweme. They have given them all-time Democrat award. When I speak, people say I'm being too harsh on black people. They say I'm being harsh. But I ask God, why do we turn things upside down? How can anybody mention Awolowo and then mention democracy? This man's wife, this HID Awolowo, is married to a killer, to a mass murderer. To a mass murderer. Only in this world will people give award to mass murderers. Ask yourself, why is it that the United States of America, the government, does not want to discuss Biafra? Why is Britain afraid of discussing or mentioning the word Biafra? They can't mention it. They killed us 3.5 million. Are you listening to us? We were slaughtered 3.5 million. The Jews were killed 6 million. With another 2.5 million, which Boko Haram will give us very shortly, we will be on the same par with our brothers from Israel, with our relatives from Israel. They lost 6 million. We have lost 3.5 million. Who killed us? People just don't die like that violently. Somebody killed them. The man that killed us is Gowon, supported by Awolowo, that killed and starved our children to death. Even United States of America, the Harvard Institute, published a report documenting the killing of Biafran children by this very man. Somebody has gone to give Awolowo an award, which is an insult to the memory of those kids that starved and died through hunger. Somebody's giving them an award. Only in Africa, African people. Africa. May the good Lord have pity upon your poverty, wretched, hopeless souls. For you to stand idly by and watch Awolowo's wife be given an award. on behalf of the husband for service to democracy. When you're, I don't know. May God forgive us. May God forgive us. Whoever gave this award to these people, they are complicit in the murder and slaughter of our people. Complicit. Boko Haram said they have captured foreign mercenaries, that they have raided a forest somewhere and captured foreign mercenaries. This looks like the people that beg on the street from Niger Republic. I don't know how these little children of 13, 14 could be mercenaries. But that's what they say. You know, they lie a lot. So we don't know when they're telling us the truth. And when they are lying to us, nobody knows. And you will not believe this. I know it is in the morning. Some of you may be eating. But I don't want you to laugh and choke on what you're eating. Do you know that they're telling us today that Boko Haram has recaptured the 63 women that escaped from them? Escape from captivity. Boko Haram recaptures 45 women in Borno. So they went out and they were looking on the street and they know all the 63 women that ran from them. And out of that, they have managed to capture back 43. This is laughable. It's becoming a joke. We continue. Oil spill, Akwa Ibom youth picket, Exxon Mobil. Some of you don't know about the Exxon Valdez disaster in Alaska many, many years ago. One of the worst environmental disasters known to man, the Exxon Valdez in Alaska. Some of you know about the deep sea horizon of British Petroleum that exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, contaminating everywhere. These oil companies, they cleaned up the mess and they are still paying the compensation till tomorrow. Over $4 billion. But they come to Africa, they come to the zoo, they come to a place called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. When they come into the zoo, they see that they have met animals and they treat us like animals that we are. There is oil spill in Biafra land. Everywhere in Biafra land is oil spill and oil stains. Are they paying any compensation? The answer is no. Are they cleaning it up? The answer is no. Akwa Ibom youths are now picketing Exxon Mobil. I hope not for handout and for settlement, that they mean business this time around, because everybody is living under a climate of settlement, of compromise on Radio Biafra, and by extension, the indigenous people of Biafra. We do not compromise. We can't compromise. Impossible. Corrupt judges. I told you, every facet of life in the zoo is corrupt. Corrupt judges and the senior advocates of Nigeria, they are working together. Not me. The news is carried by Vanguard. Anybody saying, I am a son, senior advocate, the person is just a petty criminal, Onyoshikob, a rogue. It is here now, not me, according to Vanguard newspaper, carrying this very report. You will see it here. It is written, not us, please. Before people say it is us. No, it is not. And Nigeria gets $8 billion World Bank handout. They loot $20 billion. They put it in an account here in Switzerland. They put it in Swiss, here where we are. They steal money from the zoo. They put it here in Switzerland in Swiss bank account. And then the World Bank will borrow that money from Swiss bankers and then loan it back to everybody in the zoo. Hey, African people, I will repeat what I said. They sell oil, they steal the money meant for the development of the lives of the people. They bring the money here into Switzerland. Here in Switzerland, that's where the money is. Stolen money. They bring it here into Switzerland. Then World Bank will come to Swiss bankers and borrow the money. Once they have borrowed the money, they then loan it back to you with interest. Amazing. Black people, they amaze me. There is a way that somebody can be hopeless and ignorant. You begin to wonder if actually they are human beings. That is how I feel when I look at African people. There is a level of ignorance you possess. There is a level of stupidity that is too much for one person to handle. That is how I look at all of us, myself included, African people. You go and steal money from your country, you bring it to Switzerland, the World Bank and IMF will come to Swiss bankers and borrow the money from them with interest. And then they loan it to you with interest. Isn't it? And then the stupid head of state dies, the dictator, the looter, the armed robber, he dies in office. And the wife doesn't even know the combination to the account and cannot reach the money. And you can't blame the Swiss bankers, they were here. It's just like somebody sitting down and babbing his hair. Those cutting his hair, they're going round and round in circle. It's not his fault. Swiss bankers are here. They never came to your village to ask you to bring your money. They are bankers. You bring money, they will take from you. That's their job. Remember Abacha. Remember Mobutu Sese Seko. Remember Samudo's wife was receiving state handout in England. She does not know the combination to the account of her husband. All that money is lost to this country forever. The money belonging to Liberia is here. Stolen and lost forever. It can never come back. African people, this UG. That is why we preach the truth here. That you may change from your stupidity. Go and think for yourself, for goodness sake. And stop feeling sorry for yourself. And stop finding every manner of excuse. Why are you daft? That is an excuse. Why are you in Europe? That is an excuse. Why are we in America? Excuse, 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 excuse. Apart from taking responsibility to say, let's go and do something to solve this problem. Always excuse. Always excuse. I'm fed up of it. Black people, we are full of excuses. Excuse, excuse, excuse. Even people have an excuse of going out and abducting somebody and killing them. Always excuse. No responsibility. When I say we are animals, people will be complaining. We must continue. Corrupt judges in the zoo. There is pillage everywhere. One day in the life of the animals of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Animals they are. I wish they can challenge me to a debate. Animal, I will prove it to you. And you will cry. You will see how close to an animal that you are. You are giving an award to a murderer. Don't you know the meaning of a murderer? A mass killer? Don't you know it's an abomination for somebody to rise up and kill children? That is what Yoruba people did. Awolowo, supported by Yoruba people, killed 1 million of our children. Some of you are saying, I have a house in Lagos. Mad lunatics. Yeye Oduwa, that is her title. Yeye. You know what is Yeye? That is the wife of... It's not me. It is what is written. Yeye Oduwa. When they say that somebody is Yeye, you know what it means. Yeye Oduwa is Chief HID Awolowo, the wife of the killer. Because the wife must have been supporting the husband in the killing of our people. And former president of Nigeria, Alhaji Shehu Shagari, we are honored at the weekend for their distinguished contributions to the development and sustenance of democracy in the zoo. They were conferred with the All-Time Democrat Award alongside other prominent animals in the zoo by some delegates at the ongoing national conference under the leadership of Ambassador Yusuf Maman. Other awardees were Dr. Alex Epueme that was dancing and drinking with our killer, and the killer of our children. Most of you cannot remember. But you remember when you say, oh, you are insulting Ekweme. But this time Ekweme is dining and eating with Gowon. The wife's 80th birthday. All dancing in the name of one Nigeria. On the graves and the bones of your own sons and daughters. Evil men. Evil men. Africa is full of so much evil. I wonder. I wonder. No wonder it's called the dark continent. Full of evil men. And women, evil to the core, lovers of lies and deceit, a mind conjured up in deceit. The only thing they listen to is lies. They absorb it like a sponge absorbing water. Lies and deceit, every manner of ignorance that will sustain and hold them slaves to that which they hold dear. Stupidity. That is who they are. Embodiment of stupidity. You are giving an award to the wife of a killer. Somebody that knew that children were being killed. You are giving an award to the person. An all-time award. Killer of children. Killer of children. Yoruba people are killers of children. They kill children. They are receiving an award from Hausa Fulani people. and our people are clear. Ekweme went to go and take the award. A world steeped in the blood of his own children. He won't understand it. How would they? Two foreign mercenaries and high caliber weapons have been captured by the military during an operation in Baimu. Oh, no more Sambisa forest. There's a new forest now, please, our people. This new forest is called Baimu Forest in Borno State. How many forests are there in Borno? Borno is a desert. How many forests do you have in Borno? How can you have a forest in a waste, desolate land? Where the only thing you can see in the afternoon is sand and flies. Ijiji. In Borno. What else is there apart from sand and flies? But our people live there. They say things are good for them there compared to where they come from. But of course, there is no presence, no infrastructural development. It's understandable. But we can do things ourselves. We don't have to rely on the zoo to do anything for us. Or we shouldn't have up until now. Did they set up Radio Biafra for us? Did they begin to organize the Biafran family all over the world for us? We did it ourselves. If you want something done, you can do it yourself. Did we wait for BBC to preach our news? To do it for us? No, because they won't. So rather than going about and saying, BBC, why are you not covering our news? We cover our own news ourselves. The answer is no. So you get up and go and do it yourself. That you are living in Hausa, in Sambisa Forest, Baimu Forest, Grabu Forest, rubbish names, in a place where there is no tree, only sand and a house fly, EGG, in the afternoon. That's all you see. That's where you're living. I feel sorry for them. They said they captured foreign mercenaries, two small kids looking the age of 13 and 14. A country steeped in lies. Of course, you people, you love lies now. That's why when they gossip to you, it finds you never spend time to investigate. Never. Anything you're told, you accept. Anything you're told, you accept. Especially Igbo men and their gossipy character. Abomination. 45 out of the 63 women, I hope Barrister is listening. 45 out of the 63 women and children who escaped being abducted by Boko Haram insurgents at Damboa and Chibok villages in Borno State have been recaptured by the Islamic terror group after attacking military and police formations in Damboa last Friday night. So does it mean the women escaped and ran to the military? And Boko Haram came to the military and took the women back? It's becoming a joke. A very big joke. We continue. That is even not worth reading. Akwa Ibom youth, they are picketing ExxonMobil. You, Ibeno youths from ExxonMobil's host communities in Ibeno, Akwa Ibom State, have shut down the operations of the multinational oil firm over persistent oil spills and unfulfilled promises made to the communities. The youths who blocked the main entrance to ExxonMobil's Akwa Ibom. Hi, my dear Lord. My dear Lord, Akwa Ibom Terminal. The name Akwa Ibom, do you know the meaning of it? I told you that the Igbo people, didn't I? I kept quiet all this while, but at last this name has come up. Akwa Ibom. Akwa Ibom means a branch of Igbo. That is the meaning of it. Akwa Ibom means a branch of Igbo. Chukwu Abiama is God. Chukwu Abiama is God. This very facility is located in a place called Akwa Ibom. At the Akwa Ibom terminal, they have vowed not to leave the area until the company carries out proper remediation on the environment and also fulfilled some of the promises made during previous oil spills. Akwa Ibom, they are Igbo people. Akwa Ibom means a branch of Igbo. That's what it means. Akwa means branch. K-W-A. Chukwu Abiama, you are worthy to be praised. The truth will be revealed. Therefore, when I say that we are all Igbo people, I am correct. Akwa Ibom in Akwa Ibom. We are one family. One family. Because of the penchant, the nature we have in us to listen to gossip. When the house, you see, what is happening now to some people in Biafra movement is what happened to the so-called minorities in Biafra land. Your ability to absorb gossip was what killed you off. Awolowo came and said, your problem is Igbo people. You did not ask yourself a question and say,
But what did Igbo people do to me? After all, you yourself, you're an Igbo person. You say, oh, yes, they're right. Igbo must be our problem. Because there is a successful Igbo man down the road. You mixed jealousy and envy together and latched on to what a Yoruba man said, and it became fact for you. And you fought your own brothers as a result. The same thing that some individuals are doing. They appeal to your very negative nature of greed, jealousy, and disingenuousness. And then you listen to Radio Biafra once and say, oh yes, they are very harsh on us. They said we are monkeys because of that. You may be saying the truth. You have never investigated. You don't know if what they are telling you is true or false. But because we don't tolerate any nonsense here, you conclude that they may be right. That was exactly what happened to the so-called minorities. There is a place in Akwa Ibom called Kwa Ibo. Kwa Ibo means a branch of Ibo. That's the meaning of it. Fact. F-A-C-T with a exclamation mark. Fact. No other platform will preach this for you. You don't have it anywhere else. And you wonder why we are formidable. Because we preach the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Exxon Mobil, the same way there was the Exxon Valdez disaster in Alaska, the same way the Deep Sea Horizon exploded in the Gulf of Mexico and money was paid, you must compensate these communities. You must do so. You must clean up the mess and compensate the communities. You did it in your country in America. So why can't you do it in Africa? Or is it because we are monkeys? I don't know. It's for you to find out. Chief Justice of the Zoo, Honorable Justice Aloma Mukhtar. I don't know when a Hausa person can be a Chief Justice. These are Sharia people. But let's give them benefit of the doubt and continue. He yesterday accused some senior advocates of Nigeria of working in tandem with corrupt judges who are under probe before the National Judicial Council for corruption and misconduct. Have you heard of a country where judges are being tried for corruption? No, I didn't say one judge, I said judges. Those you depend on for justice to be done. They themselves are corrupt. It's like a woman running away from a rapist. You run into a police station, and the police officers, they will start raping you as well. That's what's happening in the zoo. That happens in real life. That's what goes on. You run to a law court to say, I am being maltreated. The meaning of law, let me explain to African people what law means. Law is not a human being. It's a set of rules agreed by people as a place of refuge for everybody. So that when human beings fail, because the essence of law is that man will fail. So that when men fail you, you run to that law that is not a human being. And somebody will interpret and say, but this is what the law says. Therefore, stop persecuting or persecuting this person. But in Africa, we don't know the meaning of law since the white man came. We think that the law is what suits a few people at any time. No, it is not. Law is a place of refuge. When everything else fails, you run to the law will protect you. That is why you have it. But the person meant to be protecting you in the zoo called Nigeria, who is the Chief Justice? Oh, dear Lord. Run to them. You see what will happen to you. You are even in worse trouble. That is why people suffer and die in silence. Because those you want to protect you, they can't protect you. The reason why we report this news is to let the world know how corrupt the black person is in the zoo. The monkeys in the zoo. Even the judicial system is corrupt. They are probing themselves. And some people call this, when I see the son, senior advocate. I know, anyways, black people. I can't complain too much about them. Senior advocate. You're a corrupt human being. Corrupt advocate of the zoo. Mad people. The World Bank has given money to the zoo. 8 billion. That 8 billion, where did the World Bank get the money from? The World Bank, did they print money? The answer is no. They borrow the money as well. They come to Switzerland, they borrow the money. Maybe this 8 billion is part of the loot stolen and dumped in Switzerland by all Hausa men. They take the money back
and give you as loan.
Monkeys indeed. The barrister has been with me. The barrister promised to remain with me. The barrister said he will not go away. And I invite the barrister, please, before we open our lines, to give us the benefit of his understanding on the news we are presenting this morning, the 8th day of July in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 7 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning here in Zurich, Switzerland.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for your detailed explanations of what you read, what you say. Before the end of what you're reading, every Tom, Dick, and Harry must have understood where you're coming from and where you're going to. Because you explain as you talk. You make it clearer the moment you read. You give some addendum whilst you're explaining. Director, the way we do things here is completely different, absolutely upside down. We don't do it as usual, as normal. No, we do things in our own style of doing things. Thank you. Let me take this from you about this IMF loan. Director, if you remember 3-4 months ago, when it came from the zoo, that the economy of the zoo has surpassed every other economy in West Africa and in Africa in total. Director, when this was said, we started shouting here on Radio Biafra. We don't look back in going forward. Thanks to Radio Biafra, because we analyze things. We don't need to be there. Just say it. We tell you if it's true, we tell you if it's false. The moment we read that, we started shouting, that is rubbish, that is not true. Because these people listening to us, they went back to the same old story they told us. That Nigerian economy is the best. British, you always support or whatever. The people went to Abuja. BBC went to Abuja and started interviewing people, telling them that it's because of Nollywood. You know, everything is now honky-dory, according to Irish people. The Irish people own that word, honky-dory. That everything is sweet and sound. We did not agree. We said, no, that is rubbish. They started looking into it microscopically. Director, what came out in the end? Rebasing. Now, from rebasing, they've gone to IMF. But remember, this is the same economy that was doing absolutely wonderful. Can you see how that to deceive people, deceive the inhabitants, deceive the commoners, and deceive those who cannot speak? Director, this is what I always tell you. The power of media is second to none. But more so, the power of Radio Biafra. Because we challenge everything. You know, when a bird flies by, we will see underneath. And then we start checking the feathers and start checking every minute detail of that particular bird that flew by. That is what we do here on Radio Biafra. We don't leave anything unturned. We look, we check, we x-ray any news, we filter it. We detailed it. That is what makes us different from others. Those others are looking for money. Here, we don't look for money. The money we look for is to sustain us being on air. You know, as a politician, somebody was asking you, that foolish buffoons, who is sponsoring us? We don't need anybody to sponsor us. Biafrans are sponsoring Radio Biafra. That is why we cannot be influenced by any external force. Because we do things the way we do it here. We are on air because Biafrans are sponsoring us to be on air. We say things the way it is. When we hear info, we start shouting, this is info. After before long, those who say they'll go back and recheck themselves and rebase themselves, they replaced this particular economy they told us it was hunky-dory. Now, they've gone to IMF. Can you see how they make U-turn in every statement they make?
Of course.
Rebasing.
But this is a hunky-dory economy. Rebasing. They want back to retrace their steps where they went wrong. Lo and behold, everybody went quiet. They quietly have gone to IMF that Babangida used to ruin the economy in the zoo. IMF. It will go in the hands of few individuals. The cronies giving award to the wife of Awolowo, Buhari, Babangida, Ekweme, all those people that have been holding the economy of the zoo. Cronism. The same people sharing money. That is what is happening. And that is why even in the next 200 years, that zoo will remain even poor. Poorer than he is. That is why we have no stake in what we're doing. That's why we want to leave. That's why we're leaving, and that's why we must leave. They have never helped that economy. Go to their individual bank accounts. Director, you're right, you are in Switzerland. That is where Africans bank their money. That's their second home. But they will not think of making things good for the commoners. They will not like to make their roads. They will not build hospitals. Instead, when they are sick, suffering from cancer, when they eat too much, the next thing they will see is cancer. They come over here and die. Because nobody has ever discovered the cure for cancer. They will loot, steal, embezzle. You know what faces them? Cancer. Because that's the only thing that will always capture them. And they don't know. The commoners are not dying of cancer. Those who are not stealing are not dying of cancer. But those who are dying of cancer are the people who are cheating, stealing their people dry. At the end of the day, cancer will wait at the door and say, hello, mate. It's about time to go. And where do they go? They come over here and die. And then the flyer comes home. Now, when you're watching them, Warrior will tell you, Let me leave that aside. You are talking about Akwa Ibom. Director, do you know that in Akwa Ibom, they have Igbo language as one of their languages? To even bring it closer.
Of course, now. They are Igbo people. Akwa Ibom.
Igbo language.
Akwa Ibom. Branch of Igbo. Akwa Ibom. The meaning of it.
They have Igbo language as one of their languages. Sincerely speaking. You are right. It's the deceptive nature of Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba media that destroyed the minds of our people. Director, when you were talking, I was thinking good to all your explanations. One of the Igbo man who is very prominent, Yoruba will use their media. See, the Igbo people hate you. They have probably accepted it. As we talk, some of them still do not like that name Igbo. Majority of them have never even accepted that name Biafra. They don't even believe that they are Biafran. Director, even as we speak, some Akwa Ibom people do not even believe they are Biafrans. Only few. And that is why we love this guy, their governor, who is making it clearer that they are part of Igbo and Biafra is their home. Those who have not listened to Radio Biafra still do not know they are Biafra. They still believe they are Nigeria. As we speak. You are likely to hear people from Calabar believing they are Biafrans more than those in Akwa Ibom. These are facts. Even the people from Aniocha, what damage did the House of Lenin, Boko Haram media create on them? That these people hate them. They create one little story to discourage them. And then when they see you as an enemy, which was just a very good way of destroying your neighbor. And they did it very well. They succeeded, Director.
But Barrister, isn't that what is happening in the... Isn't the same thing happening in the Biafran struggle? We are somebody out of jealousy because they cannot do what we're doing.
It's jealousy.
They go and they keep going. And you see, they said what goes, you know, now my mother will say, Barrister, now like you, my mother could. My mother will say,
yeah, you followed me now.
That what is in the spiritual is also in the temporal. You know, now more on a matter. when we look at ourselves, the reason why the so-called minorities hated us was because we have it in us to absorb gossip without asking questions. Somebody went to them and said to them, Igbo people are your problem. They accepted. Nobody from there said, but they have never killed us before. They have never done anything to us before. Me, personally, now, being asked to go and hate Igbo people, I have not. They have not done anything wrong to me. But they accepted it. The same thing is happening in the Biafran struggle. Those that can never, they can never be like us. No, forever and ever, they can never match our achievements. It's impossible. Because they have never been chosen by God to do so. They will now come and go and poison the minds of those of them who are weak. That is what they do. And they will accept it. They will accept
people.
Of course. Go ahead.
I find it astonishing. It's like, from over here, the other people will be told that Umaga people hate them. And then we boy. That was exactly what happened. Even, you are saying, even Akwa means branch. Akwa means branch.
That is the meaning of it. Akwa means branch.
Akwa means branch. Akwa means branch. Then they put M in front of the Igbo to disguise it.
Yes.
Just like they do in River State. Rumu Krishi. This is Omo Krishi.
Barrister, from what you're actually explaining to us this morning, I never knew this before, but you've made it very clear to me. The meaning of Akwa Ibom is not Akwa Ibom. It means a branch of Igbo. Kwa Igbo. That's
absolutely
what it means. It's Kwa Igbo. That's the meaning of Akwa Igbo. It's Kwa Igbo.
Yes.
A branch of Igbo people. And the same thing with their name, Ibibio, which means Ibonta. That's the meaning of it. We have Igbo and we have Ibonta. We have Afaruku, we have Afaranta. In my village, we have Afaruku, Afaranta, Igbo Uku, Ibonta. Ibonta is Akwa Ibom. In fact, the name is Kwa Igbo. That's the meaning of it. They say it's Akwa Ibom. That's what happens to our people.
Director, to even tell you, do you know this Afa you are talking? It's also in Akwa Ibom.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
It's the same Afa Etet, director.
My goodness.
We are the same people running around Afa Etet.
On gossip. Barrister, we are running around on gossip.
Gossip. That is what it is. Our people are so fickle-minded. Any little thing you tell them, they won't question. They won't ask. They swim with the ocean. Look at. That was what made us to lose the war. We are divided and decimated. Everybody, everywhere. And that is why Radio Biafra is uniting, educating, and teaching, and bringing our people together for them to know their origin, their roots, where they come from. We are here to educate. We also learn, because of our callers, they will give us even more information than we give them. We are not here to gossip. We are not here to take bribe. That is why we are focused here on Radio Biafra. And that is why we are gaining grounds. Every day, people are joining Radio Biafra. Director, if I tell you how proud I am, that I am an editorial board that belongs to Radio Biafra, London, and the people of Biafra in total, you will believe. I'm so happy, so grateful that I'm part of this unit that's bringing refreshment, renewal onto our people, which will lead us into the restoration. Everything we're doing here is R-E-R-E. We are going back home. We are renewing the old ones, making people understand. Director, before we come, tell me any media that can teach you up to this level. Never happened.
Never happened.
Ever. Director, if we did not come about, anything they hear from the zoo will excel. But we challenge. We tell our people, no, this is not true. Why are people so deceitful? Because they believe in bribery. They believe in taking money from the poor. And then when their mouth is full, they die of cancer and shift. And any money they looted, that money will go and go forever. Why are people are suffering? These boys in Akwaibom are picketing because they cannot handle this anymore. If Obasanjo was there, he would send one Chinook helicopter to go and kill all of them. And nobody will ask. director, Radio Biafra is here to stay. Radio Biafra will stay here till infinity. And that is the mouth of Biafra. We can never be diluted. We can never take bribe. What are you going to give me? Or are you going to give the director? What will you give him?
That I don't have already, barrister. Barrister, I'm in a four-star hotel in Zurich. What are you going to give to me?
247.
What will you give to me? That Biafrans cannot give. What can you give to me that... Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, barrister.
I don't tell me how to give this. If somebody was trying to know the size of your shoes, you know, you wear, they want to buy your shoes. Please, you can say it on here, the size of your shoes, so that you make life easy for the person wanting to get it. By the way, let me move forward.
You don't want me to get this shoe, barrister. You don't want the shoe to be bought.
Hector, once I finish talking, you announce. In fact, I suspect your shoe size is 10.
Go ahead. Of course, you're correct. Go ahead. 11, 10 or 11. Go ahead.
It's 11. At least the person listening has had you. My own is 8, just in case.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead, barrister.
Thank you, director. So what we are saying here is this. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram lost 65 women. They go back, recapture them. So when they are firing at the military barrack, they did not even shoot one of those women they're after. So don't worry, we're not fighting one side. The men were fighting to our director. You see, this is why when we decipher something, it makes sense. Because nobody can hoodwink us. Nobody can ever put any fast one before us, because as you're saying it, we are writing it on the floor. We are writing it on the floor, plus minusing, to see if it makes sense. If it doesn't, we give you the answer immediately. Dear friends, we are too much. Because we don't just take with answer. You see, that's why we're different. Here on Radio Biafra, we represent the absolute true nature of black African people. When I say black African people, true Biafrans, that is what we represent here. The originality of our nature is to question. That's what brought about us being Democrats. Am I making sense?
What are you talking about? What a question to ask, Barry.
Of course you are. We question everything. We question everything. We just don't take something like those in the northern part of the zoo. You ask them to go and kill the goat. Zombie. Tell somebody to jump. They will jump. They will ask you. Tell a Biafra man, i.e. particularly an Igbo man, jump. They will ask you why. But for those who have been faked because of money bribery, they are representing the opposite side of our true nature. And that is what we're trying to correct here. And Director, this is why I tell you, please, whenever you want to condemn that word evil, say some of them. Because even when you hit, I get hit as well. Because I know I am not fake. I'm real. Here on Radio Biafra, we are trying to bring back that particular nature of a true Igbo man. We don't just buy things because it is glittering. We look, we assess, we examine before we take it. That is what we're talking about, fakeness. Somebody will come and tell you your brother is wicked. You haven't even insinuated, you haven't even put combination of elements to find out if this brother is wicked. You assume. That was how they destroyed us and our cousins. Both from Urumukurusi to Aniocha to Calabar and to Apaibom. We are one people, one blood. But the best way to destroy is divide and rule. And Director, that's why our job is so difficult. But we are putting things together. You know, when the oil has already spilled, what do? You gradually start bringing it together and put it back into where it came from. But you must know, not all of them you gather because they are already spilled. The little you could, you put it back together and close the lid and carry on. We are not apt to get everybody. But we will get majority. For those who hear the news, and of course, you know those fathered by Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, will question your integrity. We understand this. We know. But majority will rule. Good morning, Director.
Good morning. Good morning. The very eminent, irrepressible, very eminent, I must say, barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. A pleasure, a delight, an honor, a privilege to have you serve with me, our country. When I met Barrister, I told him that God sent you to me, not as a wife or partner, but to walk beside me to get Biafra. I told him that. I told Barrister, hold her face to face. You couldn't have come to me without Chukwu Abiam ordaining it. You couldn't have. We have a caller on the line. You have called us on our number here in Switzerland. Your name and where you're calling from. You are the first caller today, this morning. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Ogonna.
Ogonna who? Don't talk to me over the phone, not through your system, because there is a delay.
My name is Ogonna. I'm Bredog. I'm calling from Indonesia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Ogonna, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me now?
My dear Lord in heaven. Of course we can. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Good. Good morning, Ago. Why I called you, Ago, is because
you're kind. Thank you.
I'm from Marching Ojiriva, Enugu State, in Biafra land.
Yes. Go ahead.
I've been trying to call for since last week. Concerning Ume, the national chairman of APGA. You know, I will try to chip in an extra advice. I will advise you not ever to sit down with any Nigerian politician or Zulu politician, because their trademark is they're all betrayers and greed. Just like what you said, somebody suggested that we should contact Joseph Kanu to do one or two things, or maybe to a kind of sponsor. You not need to know that Joseph Kanu betrayed the poor man. Jim Wood also spoke outside with other delegates or other people, trying to let everybody know that they with us are one. But at the end of the war, what became of Jim Wood and Joseph Kanu? Obasanjo, they supported Obasanjo, but at the end of the they lost, Jim Wood lost his Savala Bank, Obasanjo closed his Savala Bank, Obasanjo pursued, maybe at least close his slot airline in Nigeria. Then we, like Ume, why I said that, Ume, thank God that he's living in Enugu, I also live in Enugu too. I will not say I'm going to do something bad, but I will go to his house and make sure I sort it, even if you like, let him do the police station in front of his house. I don't care. But I will make sure I will trust his home, and I will go to his home and exalt him. Now, Okoracha was not a member of APGA. He came because he has money. Then he accepted him. Even when he invited you with that IV infection, according to what he wrote, then he still went ahead and flagged his campaign and started, you know, supporting him to start campaigning. And he, at the end of the day, he won. And he betrayed both so-called Waliluk and the national chairman. If you look at them, all those politicians, what they specialize in betraying. Okay, if you check out good luck, like the problem is happening with Obasanjo. Obasanjo is building a presidential land, right, which he packs good luck to let 1 billion naira. And the good luck gave him a condition that he will be paying the money gradually, 250 every year, 250 million every year. Obasanjo saying no, as a great old fool. He said he wants to hold the whole money at the same time. That's the problem that happened. If you check out it's what I call the law of equal distribution. Now, Jim Wogodo, who betrayed the poor man, he is the person that brought okay. At the end of the Chimaroke betrayed him. Look at Sullivan betrayed the Chimaroke. If you look at them, I'll just only one thing I will do. Never anybody who advising you or we as a Biafra, that we should go into dialogue to get the Biafra. That person must be an enemy of Biafra. There's no way there's no way you can secure Biafra with through dialogue. It is impossible. So what I'm saying, what I'm advising you this morning is that never life even sit in a table with all these politicians, because at the end of the day, they will not stick to that agreement they are going to be. If at all that you meet them, they will not going to stay in the stick in that agreement. At the end of the day, they will change from it. So that's what my own contribution this morning. Good morning, all Biafra all over the world.
Thank you. Don't go away. It seems you know these people very, very well. Your analysis is spot on. You have studied them and you know them very, very well. And we are grateful for your call. Very, very grateful for your call, my dear
Thank
brother.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. Are you part of the family? No, he has gone. I should have asked that initially. If he is part of the Biafran family. We have also a caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on to us on Viber. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello.
He doesn't want to say something. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, sir. So my name is Mba Excellent. I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand, please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to thank Imam Mezi for lecturing us this very moment. I must confess that this Biafran radio is also a place for lecturing and teaching too. You have taught many things that I have never heard in my life. And I also want to thank you, Director, for your work and your time you have given up to us. That you are formidable. You and Barrister Imam Mezu are like saints. Almost the three wise men sent from the East to harmonize the government and governments of our Biafra. I'm also very, very grateful. I only want to use the opportunity to thank you people and say God to lift you more, that we are solidly behind the people. That's my contribution, sir.
Thank you very much, and it is most welcome. Thank you very, very much. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yes, I'm here.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Director. My name is Ugochukwu Nwajago. I'm calling from China.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Everybody listens to us. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead, Ugochukwu. Go ahead.
Oh, Director, thank you very much. We are very grateful for the job you have been doing for our people. Actually, I want to say that if not for the coming of RBL, our people will remain in the darkness. In the darkness of the zoo. And I thank you for keeping on. Thank you for not relenting. Thank you for keeping the fire burning. Every one of us, we Biafrans in China, we are very much in support of all your actions. And I want to say one thing about the way you conduct the program, about your harshness and the strength of your voice. That's what we want. That's what our people needs. I believe our people needs that to wake up from their sleep. And I want to advise that you should never go back from this way. In fact, you should raise the tempo. Are you there, Director?
Live and direct.
Yeah, I believe you should raise the tempo because your voice is a transformation. For a transformating power for Biafrans. And if any day you abandon this way, or this is your style of talking, or presenting the news, or the broadcast in general, I believe you will begin to lose the diehard Biafrans, because this is what is keeping us alive in this project we are going to make sure that we work with you until Biafra comes. And about the news today about our enemies, about Biafran dining with the enemies, we all know this, and we all know that they are not Biafrans. They are just common Igbo people. The Igbo people who are interested in serving their Hausa masters. What we want is Biafra. What we want is freedom. We don't want to be the servants of the Hausa Fulanis anymore. So any Igbo man who wants to continue to be a servant of the Hausa Fulanis should continue. He should go and live with them in Maiduguri, in the Hausa land. We are Biafrans and we are going home. Anybody who did not support this should go to live with the Hausa Fulanis, because home we must go. Thank you very much. And we are all here in China. This is 22 minutes past 3. And every one of us, we Biafrans in China, we are attentive to the programs. And we are always by you. Thank you, Director. And wish you a happy stay in Switzerland.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Any day I stop speaking this way, you know I've sold out and compromised.
Of course.
And that day I deserve to be killed. Any day I stop calling a spade, any day I see evil and I say it is good, before you even come to me, Chukwu Abiyama will kill me. That is why Chukwu Abiyama knows that I call upon his name live on air. Live on the air. That is why he needs to preserve me, because if anything happens to me, men will say that I compromised on the word of God. As Chukwu Abiyama is holding me, I'm also holding on to him. It is also his duty to protect me, that his words may come to pass. We know what we are doing. Remember, maybe Barrister is a student of the Bible. Barrister knows where somebody held an angel, was wrestling an angel, but until the angel blessed him. I don't know if it is Jacob or Joseph. I don't know who it is, but the barrister will tell me. The same way I hold on to the coattails of the promise of Chukwu Abiyama. That if anything happens to me, men will say that all that he was saying is incorrect. But Chukwu Abiyama, if I am righteous before you in pursuit of this noble cause, you will preserve me and my generations so that your name will be glorified forever and ever. Because you determined that we should come. You said that we must come and serve you. I have done nothing wrong to my people. Maybe sometimes I love them too much, more than they love themselves. That is my only crime. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Director. Whenever I call you, stop and call you. You know that I need your attention.
That is correct. Go ahead.
Yes, I need to correct an impression, because I made a mistake in what I was explaining earlier. The Biafrans are Republicans. We are not Democrats. And I'll explain the two differences. Director, we are Republicans, not Democrats. Republicans are people, the citizens, have the power to put and elect how and what they want. Democracy is few individuals deciding for the whole country. But we are Republicans. The citizens decide how and what they want. That is why the spirit of Biafra is to question everything. We are not monarchical. We are not democratic. We are Republican. Thank you, Director. That's what I want to correct.
The very eminent barrister. Thank you very much. Barrister. I love that. There is a difference, of course. And I will expand on that later. But thank you, Barrister, for bringing it to my attention. We learn every day here. We have a caller on the phone. You have been calling me the same way that Barrister has been calling. You will give us your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. We are Radio Biafra. Go ahead. Morning.
Can you see your mama? Mama ni mela. Mama. Mama ni mela. Mama. Mama ni mela. Chukwa biama. Mama. Can you see your mama? Mama ni mela. Mama. Mama ni mela. Oh, 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 oh.
Pastor, this is Tukumu Iden Chikolobo Konisa, calling from Amsterdam.
Thank you.
By grace of God, servant of wonderful people of Bethlehem, as Proverbs in Amsterdam. We thank you, I adore you, Director, for your wonderful work. And we are waiting for you tomorrow at Amsterdam. And I use this opportunity to call all the people in Amsterdam, all the Biafra in Amsterdam, to come tomorrow evening. We are inviting them on the behalf of our coordinator, Ndwisi Usara. We are calling all the Biafras in Netherlands, in Amsterdam, tomorrow. At Gazenhof, the venue is Grohoving. Please come and listen to the true gospel that will make you, that will set you free from all the shackles of bondage of blindness. I call all of you. I say, as you come, to Kwabiam, I bless you all. Director, I thank you. We are waiting for you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Bless. Thank you very, very much. I will be there. I will be in Amsterdam tomorrow to preach this very gospel. The same way this gospel will be preached today in Geneva this evening. I mean Zurich this morning. By tomorrow, we shall preach the gospel in Amsterdam. We will wake them up in Amsterdam. We will take them back to where they come from, remind them of who they are, and ask that all glory be given to Chukwuabiama, because we are nothing. Chukwuabiama is our God. Only Chukwuabiama do we worship. The caller is on Skype. He or she will give us their name and where they're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
My able director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yeah, this is Chinonso Okono calling from Thailand.
Thank you.
Yeah, director, I have a question I want to ask you, but before I ask you the question, I must correct one impression and also acknowledge your good work. Director, I'm so excited. I'm happy to hear your voice every day. And I always ask Chukwuabiama to preserve you, for you to take us to the promised land, both your crew members and all those Biafran, core Biafran citizens. I greet you all. Director, I want to correct an impression. Last time I called, I was trying to explain to you the reason why I haven't gone to Biafran meeting. The Skype went off. And at the long run, someone said that such person shouldn't call again, that I intentionally cut the phone. I want to correct the impression is wrong, because we are online, and sometimes it does happen even to our radio.
Even yesterday, we lost contact with the world. Yes, of course. Yeah, it happens.
So using such language is not good. The reason why I haven't gone to the meeting, I have explained to one of our coordinator here. So he talked with me on phone every time I talk with him. He updated me. My name is there, not that my name is not there. But I want to let that person know that maybe his condition where he's staying could be so free. It's not for all, everywhere. So we are not here to be against anyone. He can only apply such statement if I should use a language of the U.S. guy who was asking who is funding you. You can use such language. So, Director, my question is this. There is a picture, there is a post, Karamonde post, sometime last week, about the people on Oji River, the dead bodies there. So I commented on the picture, then she replied me back, letting me know that it happens on 2011. Director, my family has been a core follower, and we need the Biafran even more than any Biafran. I lost my brother recently on Biafra struggle. His name is Nwobilo. He traveled all the way from Lagos. He has a shop in Lagos, but he traveled all the way from Lagos to attend a rally or meeting. That was during the time of Achikudemwa administration. They were all killed. Today we haven't seen his body. We don't know where his body is. So when I saw this post, it moved me before Karamande let me know that this one is on 2011. Why, I guess the time of Udenwa wasn't 2011. So I'm trying to see if you have any light to share to me towards, if you know anything about that pertaining that killing during the time of Udenwa, I will be very glad to know. And when you tell me, I will also tell you someone that I met, because before I travel out, I was into, sometimes when I'm free, I do use my private car to do a kind of airport taxi. There was someone I have carried, and he said something regarding to this issue, but I have not concluded on it because there is a lot of uncertainty on our way that day. So I don't know if you have any light, if you can share to me towards this incident.
Yes. You mean about the Ezu River?
During the time of Achiku Udenwa, there is a sub members were killed.
Of course now.
At a large number of them.
Of course now.
My brother was one of them.
I'm very still sorry today to hear that.
Still today we haven't seen his body.
And you will not see the body because they were all taken away by the Nigerian army and the police. The issue of why your brother died is this. Achiku Udenwa knew that Owasrike was a fraudster. But Achiku Udenwa did not come out to give us the evidence that led him to believe that Owasrike was a fraudster. So we all followed blindly. It wasn't made available to us. So we all followed blindly, and he asked for them to be shot during the 1 million man march. That was when it happened.
Oh.
People were shot and they were killed in large numbers. In large numbers. Complete. People, you know, our people are stupid. My dear brother, let me tell you something. The reason why, they don't know why we hate Owasrike, why I hate Owasrike with a passion. Nobody loved Owasrike more than me. Nobody, not even the wife. The same way Barrister Man Mezu is to me, is how I was to Owasrike. Very, very close. I said to him, many people have lost their lives under your command. You cannot dine with Nigeria. Instead, go on exile. We will work to get Biafra. You will come back and be the president. Don't do anything. Sit somewhere. Just keep your mouth shut. We will go and get Biafra. And you'll be ask him. I told him this. At St. Mark's Hotel in London. I brought him to London. I told him, this is what we are going to do. Go and sit down. Because of the work you have done, we will get Biafra. I will insist that, in fact, no, not even insisting, we will make you the president of the country. Don't say anything. But you know now, after wasting lives, including the life of your own brother, you went back to the same people that killed your people, and you're dining with them. I don't know, my brother. It's terrible.
Okay, on this, there was a time, it happened so quickly because it was the same time I wanted to travel. There was a guy I picked up in Owerri heading to Aba. So my car was, you know, as a young guy, I tried to make my car to be so good, if you will relax on it. So this guy was relaxing and he bring out some drink in his bag, started drinking, and he started telling me stories. This guy told me that he is one of those who shot and killed the Masob members during the time of, that Udenwa instructed them to kill all the Masob members.
Yes, shoot at sight. P2B has done the same thing as well. They are the two governors that has ever gone out to say to Nigerian army, go and kill my people. As if the same Hausa Fulani people did not kill enough of us between 67 and 70. They gave the order to the police and the army, shoot at sight. P2B, Atiku Udenwa, never to be forgiven. Never.
He never knew that I was a victim. When he said that, I was astonished. I wanted to stop the car immediately and start behaving the way I feel. But the other man told me, no, proceed and know who is this guy and where he's going. I asked him, are you a policeman? He said, no. Are you a soldier? He said, no. So how come you killed them? He told me that they work for the government, that they work for any government as their thoughts.
So when he said all this, I quietly followed him. I know where he's living in Aba. After knowing where he's living in Aba, I took him to his village. I know where his village is as I'm talking with you. But I never opened this. This is my first time of saying this. Even I'm saying it now on air. My family, I never told my family this, because if they know, they operate, that guy will look for him that day. But it so happens, so because I know I'm not going to be around, I'm traveling in a month's time. I keep it on my own. So now I have heard from you, because I want to get every fact. Let me not say this guy spoke in the influence of alcohol. But now I have really get the fact. There is no other people. And this time, and I believe those, our Biafrans that died, both the ones died in 1967 and the one dying currently, they will never rest in peace unless we actualize Biafra, and those in Biafrans killing their fellow Biafran, they will all go.
Of course now. Of course
they
now.
They will all go. That is when
there will be no forgiveness. If yes. They are your father, your uncle, your brother, your sister, you can come on Facebook and yap all you like. You are from a family of killers. Everybody involved in the killing of Biafrans will not go free. After them, if they have died, their children becomes a legitimate target. We are making it very, very clear to everybody. We will not forgive. We will not forget. The same approach adopted by the Israeli intelligence and secret service is what we're going to do. There will be no forgiveness. We are making it very clear now so that we hear it. No forgiveness.
Yeah. I know his house. I know his family. I know his compound. I know where he's from. I am happy to hear. I'm coming back to Biafra land. Secondly, another thing I want to chip in is this. There is a shameful thing I just heard from your news this morning. A country like Zoo called Nigeria, that politicians embezzle trillions, are borrowing $8 billion. It is so shameful. It is so shameful that a country like that, they say is the number one in Africa, is borrowing $8 billion, while their politicians are embezzling millions, trillions, not even billions. Director, the story over there is no longer relevant. We have had enough. I will know all everything. Thank you. I want to commend you again. Please do your good work and proceed more. And hasten up those that they are to the people about the, defense money. Hasten them up so that they can read to us, because I'm still waiting for him to alert me how much they have shared so that we can start contributing it. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Very lengthy. But it was worth it. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting today from Zurich here in Switzerland. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from. You can't hear me?
I can hear
you. No, you cannot hear me. Can you hear me? No. You cannot hear me, can you? Not at all. His voice suddenly fainted. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, for goodness sake, can you hear me?
Yeah, I did not like I hear you.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good morning from Zurich.
Yeah, my name is Chiwoke Chiedozie Wozo.
There is something wrong with the connectivity. There is something wrong with the Skype connectivity. Please call us on Viber. You can call us also on the phone. Do we have a caller on Viber? No, we don't. We do not have a caller on Viber. You can call us on Viber. Or you can call us on the main line that you're using here. Let us see if we have any messages here. No. People are leaving voice messages. No. Let us see. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
I can hear you. No, it has faded again. You have faded again. It comes on very strong and then it disappears.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Turn your system down, I plead with you. Your voice is coming to the whole world.
Okay.
Because I can hear you. Turn it off.
Okay.
Turn it off and
I'm
speak to me.
I done it.
Go ahead.
I'm done it. Good morning, director.
Good morning.
This is Shidi Wama calling from UAE.
From where?
So, UAE, United Arab Emirates.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you so much for the work you are doing for people of Biafra. And I'm so much happy for someone like you, you know, because when you talk and when you teach us, you know, we know the difference between light and darkness, you know. Actually, a long time I tried to contact you because of the, sometimes, I cannot go through, you know, into the network and whatever, you know. So, I'm still a little busy up the line. I cannot be able to go to you. But all I wanted to say, just because of what the Hausa Fulani and the so-called politicians, along with Igbo politicians, are doing, you know, to push the people of send us to exile, you know, to go and die. But I'm not giving them a message. But they forgot that they're sending us to military training, and we are already trained, and we are already be perfect, you know. So I believe soon we're going to respond to them and let them know they send us to go and die. But because of from the help of Chukwuadioma, we didn't die. We only go for training. And since we are feel like we will compete with the Nigerian armies to know who is the best, you know, because we know we train so much in different countries, different places, you know, and we see different things, you know. So I believe with capability of what we have and with what we are able to do, I believe that we can overcome that military that come across us, you know, because we are unforgivable and we are ready to take what belongs to us, you know. So whatever the people call politicians are taking what they think they have, we believe the indigenous people of Biafra have more than what they have. So this is what I want to say. And my regard to Imam Nezi, the people of the radio director, radio board of the director. So I thank them so much, and I still be one of the people of Biafra, you know. So any day, any time.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. And we are grateful for your call. Do we have a caller on Skype? Do we have
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype.
My name is Emmanuel Chukwu from Moscow, Russian Federation.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes. I want to share something about jealousy. It's about, you know, even God in the Bible say, I'm a jealousy God. So, and when you see you worshiping other idol, when you see you worshiping idol, it's also jealous. So, it's not a surprising thing to see people jealousing you, the way you are progressing, the way the Radio Biafra is going. That means, I mean, the belief and other things. Even myself, I'm jealous in a way, by I like the opposition, but I cannot do it. So why not I leave you for we to go to the end? Everybody has his own jealousiness, but we have to control it because we know we cannot do it. You are appointed by God to do this work for us. So let us drop that our jealous, that our enviness, and let's move forward. I'm just talking about everybody who is calling to think about all these jealousy things in their heart. Yes, we are born to be jealous, but to how to respect our inner part, how to hold ourselves. Because God holds his own self also. When he sees us jealous, when he sees us worshiping other God, he's so jealous, but he cannot do us, he gives us the free choice to choose whoever we want to worship, though he creates us with his own image and likeness. But he gives us the chance and the privilege and keep protecting us. So why does I'm talking to all the Igbo people who has jealousiness in them. Please, you people should keep your jealousiness in your pocket. You understand? Let's leave our Reverend Father, which is Nnamdi Kanu, to keep us, giving us this mass, morning mass and evening mass. We love it. And it's making us, you know, we are learning a lot of things that we don't know. Please, that is what I want to share about jealousiness. So, Nnamdi Kanu, I know you will be getting this jealousiness time to time, always. But keep, be strong, because you are a strong man. You are them to be there. You understand?
Biafra, thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. We continue our work. Do we have anybody on the phone? Do we have a caller on the phone? No, we don't. We don't. We had them, but we lost them. But we are Radio Biafra. Irrepressible, insurmountable, indefatigable, indomitable. Jealousy will kill you, but I'll still be here. The caller on the phone, is there any way you can hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra, your name and where you're calling us from.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
My name is Ugu Onyebuchi. I'm calling from Lucerne, Switzerland.
Are you one of us, Ugu Onyebuchi?
Yes.
Are you part of this family?
Yes, 150%, Director.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
I'm one of the family. Direct, I only want to say you are highly welcome to Switzerland.
Thank you.
Normally, I was supposed to come yesterday, but I couldn't meet up.
No problem. No problem.
And I want to tell you, thank you very much for giving me hope. Because, you know, we Biafrans, we have lost for a long time, but now you are giving us hope to go back to our land. So I want to tell you, just keep on doing what you are doing, and God is with you. Thank you very much.
He said. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello there.
Yes, once you start, I can hear your voice, and then it fades into the background. That's the problem. But right now, as you're speaking, you are very, very faint. And listeners all over the world, your family members cannot hear you. That is the problem. That is the problem. Once you start, it is very clear. And then, as you continue, it is gone. I don't know what you have to do. You may have to call us on the phone. We are Radio Biafra. Barrister, we have to hurry up and bring this program to a close. There is so much work to be done. I have not uploaded program even from 2 days ago. I have not. I need to do that today as well. We need to travel to Geneva. And we need to... No, we cannot hear you. We cannot hear you. Let's go to the phone line. Barrister, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good man. I can hear you live
now,
here from Jakarta.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Yes, my grandfather, as I said earlier, I'm indigenous of Isia Lamwa in Biafra land. Please, kindly let us have the number of our brother, Ogonla, who called from Indonesia, because we need him very much. Because we are lacking, there are vitamins which we are lacking here in Jakarta, Indonesia. And we need them to nourish ourselves here in order to get what we are looking for. And we are also going for a carol this afternoon to meet our people who trade here in a place called Tanabang. So kindly let us have his contact, because this is what I'll be writing you on Facebook, because we need to talk to him so that he will join us. This is my comment, please.
Stay where you are. Don't get away. He is listening. Okay, he is listening right now, because he called us, I think it's via Skype or so. So what you need to do is to give your number on air, but be very careful that Rocha Sokorocha representatives, APC, Boko Haram,
Bilie will call you. I hear Sokora Osa, please. Don't mention that name, please.
Yes. No, he will not come himself. He will send his agents, Bilie Human Rights Initiative. He will send his agents.
I am unstoppable, please. They cannot try me. They can't try me.
Please,
my number is 085 0871 560 520. I repeat, 0857715605520. They call me T-Boy here in Jakarta, or Governor. He can call me. I'm waiting for his call. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. We have a caller also on Skype. Those on hold on Skype, stay where you are. We have a caller right now. Your name and where you are, please. We are Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Mecca Chibweze. I'm calling from UAE, United Arab Emirates.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, sir, I really appreciate what is going on. I don't know how happy I am this time. Because, you know, I don't know how to explain how happy I am. So, but all I have to say is that I always pray that God will keep on guiding you and protecting for hands of enemies.
You see?
So, what I want to say is based on, you know, bad people that you said before. You know, I don't think there's any people that will hate these people more than I do in this planet. And what I want to say about that is that you should not worry yourself about them, because them already, they, I don't even count them like people that used to exist. You see? Because all I know, Obasanjo and his family must pay for what they did to our parents. You see? So you should not always put your mind about them. Forget they are even, if I forget about them, I don't know how I can say this. They're coming about Boko Haram issue. What I have to say about them is that, you know, the idiots say that they are set by Allah. But for me, because Allah is not God, Allah is a beast. So what I have to say about them is that they're set by God. This is our God. They're set by God to destroy them the way they destroy our fathers long time ago. So and nobody, I don't think anybody can stop them for now. Only person that can stop them is that our God can stop them. America, Nigerian government cannot stop them. Or they finish their duty that God sent them to do. They will kill us until they kill Buhari and Babangida before they can stop their duty. They're sent by God. You see? So whenever they talk of Boko Haram. Stop them it can't even take more than 24 hours to stop them, but God just leave them to do his work first. When he finished his work, he know how to handle them.
I agree with you completely and totally. Yeah. I agree with you. My dear brother.
Honestly, you give me life, mostly me. I don't know how happy I am here in UAE, because when you go out, you see our brothers, the way they are like slaves here. You know, we are scattered all over. You see, while we're supposed to be the happiest people on this earth, but today we are suffering, being a slave to people that are not even rich to untie our shoes. You know, so when I think of you, when I hear about you, when I see what is going on, I don't know how to thank God about this, how happy I am, honestly. So I'm not pleading for our brothers here in UAE, because some of them, when you talk about this, they don't believe you. So I know many of them are listening for this program this moment. So what I'm begging for them is for them to come out and let's do this. This is not work of one person. If all of us put hands together, we achieve something great. That is all I can say for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. He sounded very young from the sound of his voice. And we are continuing to do this very work that Chukwu Abiyama has determined that we should do. If you are jealous, that is your business. It's understandable, as our brother said. I am also jealous of... Who am I jealous of? Maybe barrister. I'm jealous of Uche Mefo, because Uche Mefo can do things in engineering which I cannot do. I am jealous of the barrister, because barrister is a lawyer and I'm not. Barrister is an intelligent man and I'm not. Uche is an intelligent man. I'm jealous of them. But I know that what they are doing, I cannot do it. So I accept them. I am close to them, that I may be able to learn from them. I would like to be Professor Denigbo, to have as much reasoning, as much understanding
as Professor Odenigbo. I want to be as learned as he is. I want to be as intelligent as Professor Odenigbo. But I cannot be. So I accept him and ask him to use those talents to serve his country. I am jealous of Clifford Iranya. He's an engineer and PhD holder. I don't have any PhD. I would like to be like him, but I cannot be like him. I can only encourage him to use his talents to work for his country because we are not all one. You see, we have different talents. All we're asking you to do is to use it to serve your country. That is all. Jealousy is a good thing. Sometimes it can make you to work very hard, but not when you allow it to destroy you. You become a very bitter, twisted person living in a council flat in London. I can't go into the rest. Our former knows the rest. And the person we are talking about knows who he is. You can gossip all you like. Did it stop me from coming to Switzerland? The answer is no. And this evening I'll be in Geneva. Whilst you're in London, delivering parcel from one old people's home to another, I will be in Geneva serving my country. And I'll be sleeping in another 4-star hotel. In Geneva, mind you. And tomorrow, in the evening of tomorrow, I'll be preaching from Amsterdam. We're unstoppable. Everything we are, we give to Chukwu Abiyama. Let's take this call and I go to the barrister to close this program for us. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. This is Ugochukwu Ezeja. You can optionally add it, Hillary, if you want. Director, I want to thank you for your kind work you are doing for your people. And I hope our people are taking good care of you in Zurich.
They are wonderful people.
I want to use this opportunity to commend all Biafrans all over the world who is participating in what we are doing in their different places. Director, I want you to please advise our people who know that they are among us. It's not just being part of the family in your various places, but I would like everybody to come out in their various places meeting so that the tempo will always be high.
That is true.
Because I don't want anybody to be afraid of our second phase of this mission because of the amount or whatever it is. Please, my brothers and sisters, you should not be afraid. If you come to your meeting, your coordinator will explain to you. If it is $5 that is your own to contribute, believe me, no matter the amount, you have every opportunity, you have every time to come up with the amount. You are not forced to pay it one shot. No. Come out and put down your own opinion. Believe me, the amount that you get, you will not be afraid of it, and nobody will force you to pay it one shot. You have time to pay it gradually until you finish your own portion. Please, everybody who is saying you are part of the family in every places that you are calling from, please make sure that you attend your zonal meeting. It's very important. Your presence brings up the tempo of the situation. Please, that is my suggestion, Director. Please ask everybody to make sure that they attend their zonal meeting. Because I noticed something in our meeting, and the number we have in our own zonal meeting, we are up to 50-something. But in our meeting, you know, sometimes we get like 20-something, you know, 30-something in our zonal meeting. You find out that so many people are part of the family, but not everybody participate in what is going on. So please, no matter what is it, do not be afraid. Come out every time that they call you out for meeting so that the tempo will always be high. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abiyama. Bless you very much. People are still calling us. We cannot go on anymore. I don't know if the barrister can hear me. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, can you hear me?
Absolutely, Director. I'm here.
Please close this program for us in 2 minutes. I beg you. 2 minutes. Bring this program to an end.
Thank you.
I've not eaten this morning,
barrister.
I have not eaten since last night. I need to go and eat. Go ahead.
Gosh, Director. Frank, I'll make it under 1 minute.
Thank you very much.
Fellow Biafrans, we thank you this morning joining us and your views, your ideas, everything. We have taken it on board. We thank you for everything you're doing for us and with us. All we ask for is please, no matter what it takes, make your little contributions for our nation to be restored, not actualized. I've explained this many times. To be restored. May God bless all of you wherever you are. Director is leading us into the restoration. We meet again, PM 7 o'clock this evening, 8 o'clock Zurich time. Director, may God bless you yourself. Nobody should be jealous of anybody. We are all working together. Good morning to all of you.
Thank you very much, the very eminent barrister, and good morning to you as well. This is Radio Biafra, and good morning from here, Zurich in Switzerland, to all the Biafran families all over the world, those of you that rang in, those of you that stayed with us. Sometimes they will attack us, but we'll always come back stronger and far more better. Why don't you spend today inboxing people the link to get Radio Biafra? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Why don't you spend your leisure time sending the link of TuneIn and Radio Forest to everybody that you know? That way, our brother, as he said, people, there is no need listening in secret or hiding. Come to the meetings so that that momentum will be generated and sustained until we get Biafra. Biafra is for you. Biafra is your country. You go and get it and be very proud of who you are. That's why we are here. We don't change. Some of you may change, but we are very, very constant. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you once again. This Biafra we have preached about this very morning is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families, regardless of where you are in the world. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. Good morning from Zurich in Switzerland. And we shall convene again 7 p.m. this evening, when this program will come to you from Geneva. God bless you all.